All right, we'll call the public hearing to order. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So the purpose of the public hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed Village of Nassau community grant that we're applying for. So we have a resolution that to declare a type two action, whereas the village proposed the following utility and infrastructure reconstruction project. Chatham Street is a New York State Highway Route 203 that runs through the village. Improvements include replace the undersized cast iron water main, replace deteriorated non-ADA compliant sidewalks on the west side of the street, install new curbs and sidewalks along the east side of the street, improve drainage, repave sections of the street from US 20 to Fairground Street. On Fairground Street, replacement of the sidewalks on the north side of the street with ADA compliant sidewalks, install on-street parking areas, repave the entire street, corner Meek Street, replace undersized cast iron water main, install on-street parking areas, repave the entire street. John Street, replace non-ADA compliant sidewalk. This walk will extend from Route 20 to the intersection of Fairground Street. In addition to the village residents and visitors, sidewalk serves local elementary school. Replace curb, improve drainage. US 20 intersection at Route 20 and Elm Street, improve intersection, install mid-block crosswalk for safer crossing to the library. Let's see. Whereas 6 NYCRR Section 617.5, Title 6 of the New York State Code of Rules and Regulations under the State Environmental Quality Review Act, SEQR, provides that certain actions identified in Subdivision C of that section are not subject to environmental review under the Environmental Conservation Law. Whereas the Village Board of the Village of Nassau, as lead agency, reviewed potential adverse impacts of the utility and infrastructure reconstruction project in accordance with the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act. Now therefore be resolved that the Village Board, as lead agency, does hereby classify the utility and infrastructure reconstruction project as a type 2 action, as it is a facility replacement project specifically exempt in SEQR Part 617.5. Be it further resolved that the Village Board does hereby determine that the improvements of the water main sidewalks intersection is ministerial nature, involving no exercise of discretion, and therefore is not subject to further review under number 6 New York CRR Section 617. So the purpose of this is we're looking at a project for which we are applying for a CBDG grant, which is a community development block grant. And the amount we're applying for is $1.25 million. So that's $1,250,000 to replace the water main. So right now we have an 8-inch water main that comes from the pump house to the corner of Fairgrounds and Chatham Street. And from there, it kind of splits up. It goes 6-inch up 203 towards Archer Park. It's 4-inch down Chatham Street. It goes 6-inch across the corner Meek Street, ties into an 8-inch line over at Fairgrounds, or Fairview. And so we're trying to get this all upgraded to 8-inch. So we're gonna start with the 8-inch main on Fairground Street, run a new 8-inch main to tie in with the 8-inch main that goes up to the terrace and goes over to Malden Street. And then we're gonna run the 8-inch main out up Malden Street to tie in at Route 20 with the into the 10-inch main and the 6-inch feeder line on the south side of 20. So that's the purpose of all this, is just to upgrade the mains, take stress off the old 4-inch cast irons, and give us better fire protection on Chatham Street. So that we actually have fire hydrants we can use there instead of, you know, the old, the red hydrants that are on the 4-inch main. In addition to that, we're going to replace sidewalks. We're doing some drainage upgrades, some curbing. And because this is going to kind of affect some of the parking on Chatham Street for some of the, you know, the apartments that are there, we're going to provide some on-street parking on Chatham Street, not on Chatham Street, on Fairground Street and on Quantumique Street on the south side of those streets. We'll provide additional parking spaces. So that's pretty much the, you know, the essential part of the project that's going to affect the Chatham Street area. In addition, which we will have to pay, the village will have to, so will not be part of the grant, but the village is still looking at doing, is upgrading the sidewalks on John Street from Fairground Street out to Route 20. If you're probably familiar, it's a blacktop sidewalk currently. It's about 3 feet wide. So we're going to replace those with ADA compliant sidewalks. At John Street and Route 20, we're going to put in an ADA compliant crosswalk. We're going to put sidewalks in at where Hometown Liquors are, close up some of their driveway so they have just one in and one out instead of the four driveways that are there currently. We're going to do the same thing with, we're looking at doing the same thing with the mobile station and with Grampy's. And we're looking at putting in a sidewalk, a crosswalk, not a lighted one with like they have at the bike path, because the state wouldn't let us do it, but at least a signed and painted crosswalk so that the folks that normally park over in the church parking lot after hours at night when they come to the library because of their limited parking, they'll have a safer crossing area. So that's pretty much the extent of the project. But the public hearing specifically is to the Chatham Street, Quantumique, and Fairgrounds piece of the project. So, any questions, comments, or?
I guess I've got a concern.
Yes.
You talked about curbing. Where's the curbing going to be?
It's going to be on the edges. Right now you have drainage ditches on either side of the road.
That's correct.
That's correct. So we're going to be putting in catch basins and curbing there so that everything drains into the catch basins.
On the sidewalk, I'm trying to picture it in my mind. My yard, sidewalk, curbing?
And a curb, yes.
Okay. And the curbs are going to be similar to what's on Elm Street?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
They're going to be, yeah, cement curbs. They're not going to be.
How far back from the center of the road are you coming?
I'd have to look at the drawings. There's a the drawing is trying to maintain the actual width of the road that's currently there. So we're trying to work within the existing width of the actual road and then build from the edge of the road, not including the swale, because the swale is going to be replaced by drains.
Right.
So we're going to start with the curbing at the edge of the road and then a sidewalk back from there.
Okay.
So how much do you impede onto our lawn?
We're got in the process, until we heard this, of redoing our front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to go ahead and do it and have to redo it again.
Well, we could look at the drawings. I don't have them right out now, but
okay. I would like to if I could.
Yeah. So, but that is, you know, I mean, the plan is to get sidewalks on both sides of the street so that everything in the downtown area is now has walkable sidewalks and folks can get
which
around.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Like Will says, we're just concerned about mm-hmm. doing the work and then having to redo the work.
My other question is, how high is it going to be to my yard? The reason being is I have a sump pump,
mm-hmm.
and right now it comes out in the sidewalk. I come out onto the sidewalk, basically.
Where it drains.
Mm-hmm. Where it drains. Comes out of my basement and comes out. Every time we get any amount of water, that pump runs.
Okay.
All right, and my basement is finished. So I want to know how this is going to work with my sump pump, basically. And if I don't pump, everybody on the street's going to have to pump.
Well, I don't know the answer to that at the moment. I'm not going to pretend that I do. I can't assume anything, but I think it's something we need to look at and make sure that everything is works with it.
Okay. And Cindy's big concern is her tree that's out front.
I love my tree.
Well, that tree's back quite a ways, though, right?
No. There's one right out on, fence that's coming out there.
The fence is coming out.
But the tree is right on the inside of that fence.
Uh-huh.
And that's in line with the telephone pole.
I think it's right across from the fire department.
So, well, we're not going beyond the telephone pole.
You'll probably be up to the end.
Some of them we are, but I think it's further down towards 20.
Okay.
Where the poles are out closer to the road.
No, this one's not that far back.
Yeah.
So.
I mean,
right, but I mean, you know, you got to remember that, you know, the swale that's in there along the edge of the road is almost 3 feet wide.
Right.
You know, so we got that to work with.
Right.
I mean, an ADA compliant sidewalks are 5 feet. So, you know, and you got 6 inches for a curb, so that's about 5'6" from the edge of the road.
Okay.
You know,
because the sidewalk that's there, there is a sidewalk, by the way.
Right, but it's small. It's 3 feet.
Yeah.
And it tips down.
Yeah. So, and it's not right at the edge of the road either. It's set back a little bit.
Oh, yes, it is. It's right at, it depends on what you call the edge of the road. It goes out. You can't see the end of it.
Right.
And when, actually, my water service into the house, the stake plow comes down and hits it. And there's no cap on that water service now because the snow plow comes down through there. If they're nice.
Well, those will all be redone anyway,
okay.
So.
They're all going to be redone?
Yes, because they'll be on a new, you know, we'll have them on a new main.
Okay.
So we'll put all brand new services in, and we may move them further back into the property so they're out of not getting hit with plows and whatnot.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you know, it's maybe on the maps back when I was working with the village. My water service comes on Chatham Street up 2 or 3 houses, and then goes across the street. And where it's tied in is on the other side of the street.
Yes, because the water main is on the other side of the street. But the new water main is going to be under the sidewalk on the other side of the street.
Okay.
So we'll be running all new services, and we'll probably, and the plan is that each home will have its own service going directly across from the house and going directly over, and we'll leave a service box on your property for your house.
That's fine. Okay.
And all of this is based on if you get the grant?
Well, the grant's a big part of it. I mean, we have a commitment from the state for $365,000 plus the $1,250,000 from the CBDG grant, which brings us up to about, you know, $1.6 million or so. The project is, we anticipate the project to be between $1.75 million and $2 million. So there's going to be some village input too. So, but I can't say that, you know, we're not going to do it if we don't get it, but it's likely that it will be difficult to do without it.
What's the time schedule?
The applications for the grants have to be in August, I think it's 21st now, was the end of the month, but now I think it's backed up to the 21st. Awards are at the end of December.
So it won't be until next
year. So it won't be until next fall.
Okay.
Or next spring.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions you can think of?
Top of my head.
Sir?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all set.
You all set?
Yeah, I'm just pleased to hear about more walkability being a consequence of water main improvements.
Well, that was, you know, something that when they redid the master plan, that was a big part of it, was getting sidewalks downtown so people could get around in the downtown without walking in the street.
Yeah,
so
that's wonderful.
So that was a big driving factor in getting these sidewalks updated.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we aren't able to do all of them yet, but I mean, we have to do it as what we can afford to do and what grant money becomes available. This happened to become available in the last couple of years, and we did apply for it last year, and you know, we kind of just missed out on it, it looks like, from the numbers that we did. So we're, you know, we're optimistic that we will be successful this time around.
Very good.
Good.
Thanks.
Okay. So you're free to stay or not, whatever. The public hearing is going to go till 7:30, which is another 17 minutes, so.
You want to go?
Yep.
I can't sit on this chair.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go check on the turtles.
Okay.
So Bob, on this resolution.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that is not covered that I see through 1 through 5 is the area around by the liquor store.
Yeah, the Route 20 stuff.
And the mobile station.
And the mobile station, you're right. The Route 20, the liquor store, the mobile station, Grampy's.
I don't see that here.
Right, they're not on here.
Okay. So if we agree and vote on it, those areas are not going to be in this.
Well, they're not part of, they're not part of the application for the CBDG grant.
Okay. All right.
So, but that doesn't mean we still can't do them. If we want to do them, we can put the bid out and ask for an alternate to include those things, see what the pricing is, and then decide if we want to do them or not. But we would have to pay for them, obviously.
Correct. Okay. And the reason why I bring that up is because of our last episode with the water break,
mm-hmm.
which would probably be in conjunction with either a sidewalk or curbing or whatever because of the age of the pipe that's underground. I wouldn't want to spend any money or move forward in that, especially in that area where we had that episode within the last week or two.
Yeah, and we had an issue there just before Jay left too.
Yeah.
The same area.
Okay. Now, how's that going to affect with the power on Chatham, with the power poles where Will and his, they live?
Well, the drawings are done there, so I mean, you know, we'd have to look at the drawings. I haven't looked at them since last year, so I can't really remember what they are.
But they have to be
We're not moving any of the power poles. So in some places, the power poles actually impede into the sidewalk. And it's allowed by ADA as long as it's just, you know, in that one thing, one area. You know, so there will be some areas where, you know, the power pole is actually into the sidewalk. But for the most part, it's going to be the full 5 foot wide sidewalk all the way up the street.
And the curbing is going to be allowed to accommodate the people that are on Chatham to that are married up with their driveways and all.
Right. Each property, each residential property will have one 16-foot driveway as is allowed in the zoning.
Okay.
So some of them that have, you know, totally opened up the front of the house and they're all driving into the front of the house, their parking arrangements are going to have to change.
Okay.
Which is why we're putting in the additional parking on Fairgrounds and on Quantum Meek Street.
Okay.
But there still should be there should be room for somebody to pull into the parking lot and turn left and parallel park in front of the house, as well as someone to drive up the driveway, and, you know, so there'd be room for more than one vehicle.
Okay.
But as I say, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, so I don't expect it to be easy.
Todd, did they ever find the issue at the school?
Yeah, it was inside.
Evidently, there was some dirt, some sludge buildup in the inside the building.
Oh my God.
So they ended up flushing, they flushed the system.
After walking through the school?
Yeah, they flushed the system, and I guess it all came good. I'm glad it was that simple, I'll tell you. I guess Keller was there to dig, they were ready to dig.
I know. I was surprised that
And I give Nesbitt credit. He says, I'm not digging until you can tell me where the leak is.
Is that the person from the rural water?
No. Mike, this was
from
Keller.
From who?
From Keller.
Oh, no kidding.
I guess the school guys, I guess, wanted them to start, you know, digging back near the building, see what was going on. And he says,
right?
I'm not gonna dig anything until you can tell me there's a leak there.
Rural Water did help though.
Oh, Rural Water.
Yeah, they were very helpful.
He spent like 3 hours there. Easy.
The guy from the rural
Water, yeah, Rich.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Yeah, even when we knew it wasn't ours, he still stayed to assist.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
do the maps, but they need somebody with, from the village to locate the lines.
But I thought we already did it.
No, we didn't, never did. Jay never did it.
Paid them to do something.
They did the, they did maps based on the drawings that we had available. So they reviewed all of the upgrades that we did and incorporated those into the map. But anything that hasn't been upgraded then is, has to be located so that they could put those things on the map. And, you know, we talked to Jay about doing it when he was here and it never got done. We've talked with Pete about doing it and it still hasn't gotten done. So we just need to, we need to get it done. All right, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Do we have it on record? Hold on.
Entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Make the motion.
Motion second. By Guy, second by Charlie. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.